The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
James Harden's always been effective. I mean, he's a great scorer. He's just a boring player. He's having his best scoring year ever. He is as boring as ever.
Now, see, I'm going to disagree with that a little bit. I think he's doing some things different. He's not shooting as well as he has in the past. He starts making some shots, the guy's going to be averaging 40 points a game. But I do think that Westbrook has added something to this team that makes it a lot more fun to watch. Again, I think they'll look at it and say, all right, here's this comparison. In the end, if it comes down to, all right, what's going to be the more interesting television matchup?
I mean, that's possible. And if it is, that's pretty crazy.
But yeah, it is crazy, but you can't dismiss it.
I don't dismiss it. And I could certainly see him doing it. But if you're asking me who are the four most deserving teams, there's no way now for me to justify saying Alabama's one of those four deserving teams because their resume doesn't say that they are.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Missed the first 2 hours. Some of what you missed. Spirited discussion. And then some nonsense. Eventually we do all of that. All available at podcastarena.com. And no matter how you're listening, taking it in today, whether you're watching us on the Twitch channel, whether you're listening on the app, which... you can always do, whether you're listening to the stream or whether you're listening on traditional radio. Thank you so much for joining us today as we cruise through a Tuesday. And, you know, just if that app's great, if you haven't downloaded it yet, go get it because you can hear us anywhere with that. And it's crisp and clear. I'm going to look at some, I was kind of looking at some of the early lines here. And the one that I kind of feel like, I should have bet the Colts when it was 5.5. I really do. But because I feel that way, I kind of think.
But I mean, what's 5.5? It's not like it's a key number.
That's 2 more points I would have liked to have had.
Yeah.
If you know, because it, what if it's 35-30 and now I've missed? I think the Colts are going to win this game, which means you can probably bet every penny on the Texans, because I have been wrong about the Texans pretty much. Every week.
Well, you didn't think the Ravens, you didn't think they'd beat the Ravens.
No, I didn't think they'd beat the Ravens, but I didn't think they'd not show up at all.
Okay.
I mean, I was kind of with you on tease them up to 10 because they never lose by more than a touchdown. So that I was wrong about. The week before, I thought I liked the Jags. Well, what happened there? They housed the Jags. It was right when they played the Colts. I thought the Colts would beat them. But you know, go back to the Falcons game. I thought the Falcons were going to come in here and slap that ass around. So... And you know what? Now if they played the Falcons, I might feel that way again. I just have no clue on the Texans. I admit it. And I should by now. I just think that game Sunday, if they show up like that against anybody else, they're not winning.
Yeah.
I mean, that you'd lose to the Dolphins if you did that.
Agreed. Well, maybe not the Dolphins, but most teams.
Don't disrespect the Dolphins.
The Dolphins suck.
Dolphins plus 10.5 against Brown this week.
You can have them.
Hey, they've been pretty good up until last week, but last week I love the
Bills. I've been team fade Dolphin, team fade Browns, so I'm not.
Yeah,
looking
so
for
you're passing on that one.
Yeah, especially no Myles Garrett.
Yeah,
so I don't like the Browns to begin with. Now they don't have their best defensive player.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, I'll take a case on either side. I'll tell you what. I'll take a case of either Browns cover or Dolphins money line.
Okay.
Because the Browns are such front runners, if they get out to a big lead, they'll run away and hide.
I could see that.
But if they get punched in the mouth and Baker starts throwing picks and the Dolphins hang around like they did against the Colts, I could see the Dolphins winning. Bills -4 against the Broncos. I like the Bills here again. If last week didn't take the soul of the Broncos,
that had to just cripple them.
Nothing ever will, right? So that's probably one of my favorite plays so far. Steelers -6.5 at Bengals. I might lean Bengal here. At some point, they're going to cover. I don't have a real strong opinion.
I don't either.
Giants, Bears. Bears minus 6.5. I know you like the under.
I love the under.
40.5.
I don't know how. I mean, if it was 30.5, I'd be considering the under. Yeah. I mean, I really would. I don't know where points come from. Two awful offenses.
Points may wind up coming from the defense.
Could.
But it wouldn't be enough to go over 40.5. Raiders minus 3 at Jets. I've kind of gone back and forth on this one. I'm going to keep an eye on this number. If it were 3.5, I'd probably take Jets. If it stays 3, I might go with the Raiders. I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
Yeah, I kind of like the Raiders here. I think I'm higher on the Raiders than most people are. Like, I think the Raiders legitimately have a chance. And if I'm the Raiders and I just watch the Chiefs game, I feel like I've got a chance to win that division.
Yeah, I do. I agree with you, but I also think Sam Darnold's kind of figured some things out the last couple weeks. And, you know, I don't think the Jets are the pushover they were early in the season. I think since that Dolphins game. Saints minus 9.5 at home against the Panthers. I do think the Kyle Allen Rose has lost its thorns here.
Yeah, I think so. They're a mess.
Yeah. So I probably take Saints. I'm more interested in the over, but Falcons minus 4 against the Buccaneers. The world is back on the Falcons.
I think I am, too.
I am, too.
I don't want the Bucs right now.
No.
Falcons defensively have really figured some things out.
And since the head coach quit calling plays,
yep,
they've been completely different. And you know Jameis is going to turn the ball over. And if he does it twice, I think the Falcons win. If he does it 3 times, the Falcons cover easy. Odds are pretty good it's going to be 3 times.
Yeah.
So I'll take the Falcons. Lions minus 3.5 at Redskins. There is not a number you could put on the Redskins that would make me take them right now.
No, and even the Jeff Driscoll Lions.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to. It'd be Lions pass.
What a horrible quarterback matchup that is. Titans minus 3 against the Jaguars.
I like the Titans. I think those two teams are going in opposite directions. I don't. You know me. I don't like Ryan Tannehill. They're clearly better with Ryan Tannehill than they were with Mariota,
which is. Man,
I never would have thought so.
I wouldn't have thought that either.
But I mean, they're obviously a better team right now. So I think that I think you got to. To me, it's Titans or nothing.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what to make of the Jaguars anymore. I'm with you. It's Titans or nothing. And this is 2 weeks in a row in division games where the Jags haven't shown up. And I thought Nick Foles would give them a spark last week. He didn't. They couldn't run the ball. And guess what? Titans pretty good on defense. And I think I think Tannehill has at least moved them enough, a little more than Mariota did.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm kind of with you. It's Titans or nothing. Cowboy plus 6.5 at Foxborough.
I told you I wanted a 7 as soon as this number came out. I missed the 7. I don't think you can bet on the Patriots to get any kind of margin right now. If a lean is to the Cowboys, although the Cowboys have sucked against better quality teams.
No, that's
they've kind of run up on bad teams that they've run their record up. And then, you know, they've lost to the good teams. But, again, so the first thing I'm looking at with Patriots games is the under, which, again, right. I look at. And then I think, okay, if the total is this, will the Cowboys be able to stay within that number? I really would have liked it at 7. It's probably a pass at 6.5 because I'm already playing the under. But it seems like if I had to play it, it'd be the Cowboys.
All right. By the way, your top 4 in the college football playoff?
No surprises whatsoever.
LSU 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, Georgia 4.
That's about what we expected, right?
But look who's 5.
Okay.
I mean, I'm telling you. you keep dismissing that damn... A damn elephant.
All they're doing is setting it up for when the Pac-12 championship game is played.
For them to say,
they
know
get
what?
Jumped.
You know, Oregon, they might put in over Alabama. Utah, they won't. You watch. But Alabama 5, Oregon 6. So I guess they just started with the top 6 this time? Or did
no, I think they we counted the rest. It down.
Where, was Utah 7?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. They didn't move.
Where'd Oklahoma go? 8?
9.
No, who's 8?
Penn State.
Oh, Penn State's a bunch of phonies too.
Yeah, well, they're going to be gone here this week, right?
They're counting down the minutes.
Yeah, they'll be out of there. All right. So the one thing about the Patriots also is visually, you watch them, they're not impressive, but they keep covering, and I just think the Cowboys love to beat up on the weaklings.
Yeah,
and whenever they face a team that's that schemes well, which Patriots do. They just they don't show up. So I cannot take the Cowboys at 6.5. 49ers minus 3 at Packer or at home against the Packers.
I like the Packers at 3. I wish I would have got it at 3.5. I didn't want to lose to 3, so I bet that game early, which I typically don't bet too early in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet some totals early because I have a much better idea of how they're going to move. But when that thing went from 3.5 to 3, I said, I've got to get this 3 before it disappears. Yeah. I like the Packers. I'll probably, if I were in like a pick'em pool, I'd probably pick the Packers to win this game. I think the 49ers are starting to wear down. They're missing a lot of bodies on offense. They've got a quarterback who turns the ball over an inordinate amount. I think that the Packers are probably the better team right now.
Seahawks plus 1.5 at Eagle.
That's a tough game to pick, man. I guess it depends on, do you think the Eagles are really just totally washed? And there's a good argument for yes, they are. They're not good on offense. I know that.
Yeah.
The thing that helps them is Seattle's not good on defense.
Right.
But, yeah, that's a tough game for me. Seattle going West Coast to East Coast, I don't like. But I don't think I can bet on the Eagles right now. I think they're kind of in a tailspin.
And Ravens are minus 3 at Los Angeles against the Rams on Monday night.
That seems like a generous number, although I think the Rams are better than a lot of people think they are. And the Rams have been covering lately. They're just not doing it sexy like they did last year.
Right.
I do think that the Rams will be able to slow down the Ravens a little bit on the defensive side. But I don't know what the Rams are going to do offensively. I mean, you've got 3 elite cover corners on the Ravens. So are you going to beat them with?
Well, I would say that, you know, the Ravens are not a team that gets a lot of pressure.
They have since they brought in Marcus Peters, and I mean, because now they're blitzing.
Well, they got a lot of pressure last week. If they do that to Jared Goff, then I think the game could get out of hand again. But I do think that. Yeah, this is another one I need to do more research on, but I don't know which way I'm leaning. I probably want to lean Raven, but I kind of feel like that's where that feels kind of square to me.
Yeah.
So they're kind of begging me to take Raven at minus 3. All right, we'll go over the whole list of where these teams rank in the playoff rankings when we come back, and you know, it doesn't really matter.
I think what's like outside the top 10 is really pointless at this juncture, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think the important thing is going to be what we were talking about earlier is where they have, you know, where they have Oklahoma in relation to these other schools.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Because whatever you think, I mean, Oklahoma, they've got a chance to beat Oklahoma State, which would be good for them. And they'll have another championship game. It'll probably be Baylor. It's not going to be a big gold star for them, but it's two more what you'll at least call quality wins. The other teams, Utah, Oregon, Alabama, all have a chance to get one more quality win. So Oklahoma, maybe they've got a chance to jump up some. I just don't know if it's enough.
Yeah, although that's another school that they love. All right, guys. Hey, holidays are coming. And you might be thinking about, hey, I need to save some extra money. Well, we've got a way that maybe you haven't thought of yet. How about you consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with LightStream? You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. That's much lower than the national average interest rate that's over 20% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as the rates rise, your low rate won't budge. There's no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. What LightStream believes is that people with good credit, they deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they will deliver for you. Just for the Blitzers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Can Bigger Street, Bigger Frank get a shout out? I guess you just did.
Boom! And, Bigger Street, Bigger Frank.
And
Big Frank, Little Beans. Is that?
Maybe. I don't know. And then Straight Pepper asks, would appreciate a shout out from my page. Longtime listener. Thanks in advance. Okay, there you
what
go.
What page?
I guess he's got a Straight Pepper page. I have not read it yet.
Like so. his Twitter handle? Or?
Well, yeah, I think he's got like a blog page.
All right.
So good luck. I always wish people good luck with stuff like that. I mean, get out there and do things.
Unless you're competing against us, and then we wish failure on you.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of that, sometime tomorrow, maybe Thursday at the latest, we're going to go over 3 million page views for the month of November for Sports Map. We're going to go over 400,000 users.
Probably because of some video I did.
You had one that did well.
Yeah.
But
I've become very famous.
Just want to thank everybody for continuing to support Sports Map. Last month was our best month ever at 1.8 million. And the fact that we've already beat that by 1.2 and it's only November the 20th. So we're going to have a record smashing month, no question. And the site just keeps growing and growing. And I have a lot of friends who work at national sites and aren't doing those kind of numbers. So appreciate all you guys. It's the fact that we have great videos and a great video team and some great content as well. And most of all, great readers. That is the best. All right. So get back to the...
By the way, I'm waiting to check into our flight.
Yeah.
What do you think of them charging extra to sit in the exit row?
I don't mind it because you get more room.
Yeah, but don't they go around begging people to sit there?
Not really. Not anymore. It's not like the old days. Because you get more room there. People figure that out. And nobody can recline on you.
Yeah, they were asking us when we flew to Brussels from London. They asked some lady who was by herself, would you mind moving to the exit row, the emergency row? And she was like, I don't want to do that. And I was like, I'll do it.
Maybe it's different in Europe.
I guess.
Maybe they're scared of the exit row. Yeah, I was kind of disappointed that first was full. But
oh, there's one available now.
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah. Only $609.
Okay, it's a little more than I want.
Yeah, I would say
yeah,
so.
Yeah,
but there's several Economy Plus available.
Yeah, well, I grabbed one of the Economy Plus already, and I think the first one outside of first class. So usually I'll do that, and then tomorrow if I get there and that seat's still open, it'll be $150. It won't be $600.
Right.
And if it's not, oh, well, I still have a pretty good seat. So, all right, so here's your top teams in the college football playoff rankings. Numero uno es LSU. Numero dos, Ohio State. Number three, Clemson. Number four, Georgia. Here's the important ones. Number five, Alabama. Number six, Oregon. Number seven, Utah. Eight, Penn State. Nine, Oklahoma. 10, Minnesota. They love them some Minnesota, really? For some reason. You think they're just, you know, they're pandering a little bit there?
I mean, I think maybe so. I think there is something to Minnesota. The one loss that they have isn't a bad loss. It was at Iowa. You know, it's a tough place to go play. But and their one win over a really good team is nice. The win over Penn State. But it is funny that Penn State's two spots ahead of them and they just beat them. But I think Wisconsin eliminates any discussion of Minnesota to begin with. I mean,
yeah, and here's the teams behind them, and it's hard to make a case for too many of these. Florida 11,
they've got two losses. Yeah,
12 is Wisconsin.
Yeah,
13 Michigan.
Yeah, you're not making a case for any of these teams. They've all got two losses. So
except for 14 Baylor.
Well,
and then
no one's trying to make a case for them.
Then you get to Auburn at 15. So that's still going to be a good win at 15.
Yeah,
when all is said and done.
Boy, they're giving all. Who's below Auburn? Who's the next few?
Notre Dame, 16.
Auburn's better than them.
Iowa, 17.
Auburn's better than them.
Memphis, 18.
Yeah.
19, Cincinnati. 20, Boise State.
I'd like to see Cincinnati and Auburn play. Cincinnati's super underrated.
Yeah, they are, but I mean, They've been having to escape by the skin of their teeth the last couple of weeks.
It looks like Cincinnati or Memphis is going to be the that like when they play at the end of the season, that could be for the Group of Five game now that Navy lost
out. But what could screw them both is they may have to play each other twice, back-to-back weeks. And if they wind up splitting, then...
And I'll say this. If Cincinnati wins out and their only loss is at Ohio State, they're certainly deserving of that.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Memphis is pretty deserving, too. I think they're a pretty good team. Their only loss was at Temple in a game where they turned the ball over a ridiculous amount of times and still nearly came back and won that, and Temple's really good at home. But, yeah, obviously, I like both of those teams. I just hope whoever wins the
I just list. Give Cincinnati a little extra credit because they – and not that UCLA ended up being any good because, you know, but when they scheduled UCLA, they scheduled Ohio State.
Memphis scheduled Mississippi.
Yeah.
And when they did, Mississippi was really good.
Yeah.
And they did beat them, so.
And Cincinnati, whatever you think of, the MAC is a mess. The best team in the MAC is Miami of Ohio, and Cincinnati scheduled them and beat them. They have a really strong non-conference.
Yeah, I think it's going to be real interesting between those two because if they split, Boise's right behind them.
Yeah, Boise will win if they split, which kind
of
sucks.
Yeah, but. I right now I'd take either one of those teams over Boise.
I would too.
Okie Light is 21, Iowa State 22, USC 23, and App State 24, SMU 25.
Okay. Boy, SMU's an over machine, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They can't stop anybody. And they can score. They've been good all year at that. So,
I was looking to see who Boise or who they'd play in the conference championship. It was San Diego State.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Boise's all that great, and they don't have the. Well, you look at their body of work.
They tried.
They did.
At Florida State should be a lot should've better win than those, it is.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
But they only beat them 36-31. So if Florida State was Florida State, Boise probably has two losses, and they're not even in the conversation. So.
Yeah, and they got waxed by BYU.
Yeah,
which was only their only other real test on that entire schedule. All right, 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776, and 2 segments to go on a Tuesday.
Well. I'm going to tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows because I know it's going to be getting chilly. And listen, if you like money floating out your window, cool. I don't like that. Don't let the cold weather seep into your home through old leaky aluminum windows when you could be saving up to 40% on your electric bills now. It's so simple. Call my friends at Allstate Siding and Windows today for their winter special. How about this? They've upped the game. 30% off all windows. $2,500 for all full siding jobs. Family owned and operated for over 45 years. They've got military discounts, senior discounts. If you want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. You know they've been around for a long time. You know they're going to be there when you need them. Give them a call today. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online at allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's Allstate Siding and Windows.
And if you're wondering if you ought to break up with them, baby, you should. Yeah, you should. Drop everything. Your plans, your man. I don't.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Your home for Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis is ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. And speaking of Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis, Landon Donovan, one of his guests tonight.
He's very famous.
Which will be in the first part of the show, first 30 minutes or so. So make sure you tune in for that. And best soccer show anywhere on the planet. Greatest in the history of the known universe. As
top five, certainly.
Yeah, well, it's number one to me.
It's number one in our hearts.
It's the best one that doesn't have an accent.
Okay.
The whole time, for sure.
Glenn has a bit of an accent. Where's Glenn from?
Jersey.
Jersey. Okay.
Yeah, he's got a little Jersey. You can hear that. Because it's got a little bit.
It's not obnoxious.
No, it's not. It's not like full on jersey, but yeah. you can pick it out every now and
then.
Yeah,
there's something there.
A little bit of edge to it. Talk about Memphis. The one thing about them is, other than Mississippi, they didn't really play anybody outside of conference. Now, conference has been more difficult, but they played South Alabama and Southern, and they did beat Navy in conference, which is a good win. Louisiana Monroe was the other team they played.
Okay.
You know, they're but they lost to Temple. They almost lost to Tulsa at Tulsa. And, you know, SMU gave them all they wanted. So, you know, I don't know. They got South Florida this week, which, and then they get Cincinnati. And I just hope whoever wins that game winds up winning the next week. Because I think whoever, if Memphis can beat Cincinnati twice, they deserve it.
Yeah.
And if Cincinnati can beat them twice, same thing. I just have a feeling it's going to wind up being a split there. 713s.
And that's the thing. Here's what I will say. Let's say Cincinnati plays Memphis and Cincinnati wins. What motivation does Memphis have to win the next week?
Yeah, because they're not
because they don't have a chance at it. You know.
Yeah, and you know, other than just let's win the conference championship.
Yeah, well, and
there's that.
That's the other. That's the other thing about. Why I hope it's because sometimes I try to project how these teams are going to act when they get a bowl game that they want, when they don't get a bowl game they want. But that's, to me, handicapping bowl games is way different than regular games for that reason. And one of the things I often think about, and oh, by the way, why wouldn't SMU play for they would win the West, right?
No,
if they don't lose again?
I guess Memphis would have to.
They'd have two losses then.
Yes, because
SMU only has one conference loss.
Yeah, so SMU would play if Memphis loses to Cincinnati. So Memphis would have to beat Cincinnati to have back-to-back.
Yes.
And I do think Cincinnati would beat SMU. Of course, now if SMU were to get that far and beat Cincinnati, they might jump Boise.
They could.
Because they do have a win over TCU.
And they only have one loss.
Better than anything Boise has.
And it's it's not a bad loss. That Temple loss is they're.
Memphis
loss. That's not a bad
loss. They lost in a shootout.
So, okay, let's say since Cincinnati beats Memphis, Memphis has no motivation to win that championship. I mean, I guess they wouldn't even play them.
So. Right.
But if Memphis wins, what motivation does Cincinnati have at that point?
Zero.
I mean, winning a conference title, but that's not going to get you that bowl game. That's one reason why I kind of hope Alabama doesn't make the playoffs, because that would put Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. And tale as old as time.
Yes.
Whatever SEC team goes to the Sugar Bowl that didn't make the playoff, that's an insta-fade hammer time.
It is, and it's
Texas last year against Georgia.
And my favorite of all time was Utah plus 11.
Yep. And Alabama
hammered that money line.
Alabama will have some big-ass number. And
all those guys are already getting ready for their draft.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know who it might be? Oklahoma. It could be Oklahoma-Alabama in that Sugar Bowl. And
yeah, but I'm hoping it's group of five.
I would take the over.
I'm hoping it's group of five against Alabama.
It could be that, too.
We'll get a much better price out of a Cincinnati.
Yeah.
SMU still has to go to Navy this week.
Not a gimme.
No,
although I think Navy, they probably, because they were in the driver's seat, I think, for that group of five thing, and then they didn't look competitive against Notre Dame. That was like their big chance to really make a statement. And that game was over 10 minutes in. It was over.
And then the finale is at home against Tulane.
Okay.
Which, you know, they should win, but
Tulane's not
a pushover. That's not going to be, you're right. But that would be kind of cool if you get SMU and Cincinnati, because then I'm pretty sure the winner gets it. Matt was asking, both of you guys flew and traveled a lot pre-ESPN. Have you guys logged more travel miles with Gow or your previous gigs? I still traveled a lot more with the Chronicle than.
Not me. This is the most I've traveled. It was also tougher to do shows on the road, like when I was traveling in Austin.
I'm sure. Know? It's getting easier and easier. I'm trying to think. Because there was one year where I was traveled like 80 days out of the year. And, you know, maybe had, I don't know how many trips it was, but that was there was a lot of stuff. I would do all the Triple Crown races, and there was meetings with the commissioners in New York, and then there was APSE contests, and I mean, and I'd go to a couple of road sporting events. I mean, it was a lot of travel. This is just the right amount of travel, frankly, for me, because I enjoy, you know, like 4-day trips to Vegas are perfect.
Yeah,
and I enjoy that, and so, you know, getting to do London this year, and this is what, our fourth trip to Vegas this year, and then LA last month.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, how many times do you think we've been to Vegas since I've moved here and started doing the show with you?
I would say
30.
Probably. Well, what's been? How long have we been doing this particular show? Because we started going when we moved into the afternoon.
7 or 8 years.
Yeah, and I think we've averaged about 4, so probably close to that.
Yeah.
There was one year,
and we've done some UFC fights.
I mean, and there was one trip that you were there, but you weren't doing the show. Yeah. And we were still. That's when your phone got lifted.
Yep, we did Vegas 3 times in 4 weeks. Yeah. Once
that one crazy. We should have just stayed out there.
Yes,
because and that one was weird because we were doing the show for a fight in China on one of those.
It was really weird,
and it was like okay, once was the Trump, once was the Venetian, and then I think the other one was we were in like Excalibur. It was like
that. Well, that was the one where we weren't together.
I
was in the MGM for that one.
Yeah, so. But it was, I enjoy doing it. I enjoy the travel. I used to hate traveling, but I've gotten where I enjoy it again. And
I like it in bursts. I don't want to do it all the time.
Well, that was too much. And I think really once a month I'm fine with. If we do 12 trips a year, that's especially because they're pretty short.
Yeah.
Plus I like to get out of town a little. But yeah, it's when it winds up being the times where we have more than one trip per month, that's when it gets to be a little too much, at least for me. And, you know, it also depends on where we're going because Vegas, it's easier to travel to Vegas because we know every single possible shortcut where to park. Going to LA, you know, you had to learn, well, man, that's a long ass Uber ride from the airport. And all it was all different. Even though I'd been to LA before, it's just you have to adjust all those things and figure out where you are in relation to the arena and everything else. In Vegas, we already know. So, plus, I just love Vegas. And, you know, I'll throw an extra trip in there because I went for the poker tournament this year.
Yeah?
Yeah, which I'd forgotten about. And that was an awesome trip. I mean, I had so much fun, and not just because I played well and cashed and went deep in the thing, but it was all business, but it was fun at the same time, which, you know, makes me, there's times when I've missed playing tournaments like that, and I can't wait to do, I'm probably going to get to do one this week. So, all right. And you know what? I'll be doing it with a lot more hair at the table than I've had in the past. And guys, if you know, you're on this Twitch stream, you can check it out. The Dr. Linville is terrific, and what he did is basically what he does is he does a neograft procedure. He takes all the hair that's in the back of your head where it's always going to grow. He takes individual follicles and then relocates them where you need to grow your hair. Granato had it done. He looks a lot. I mean, his hair looks a lot better. I had it done. It's growing out nicely now. I can see where it's going to be, and I thought about a lot of things. I was either just going to shave it and give up, or I was going to grow it out and see what else was out there. And I didn't want to do hair plugs and stuff like that. Well, this is cool because it's my own hair. And I spent 5 minutes with Dr. Linville, and I was sold because guess what? He had it done too. His hair looks fantastic. If you're curious, free consultation. Doesn't cost you anything to find out what it's about. 975hair.com. Just for the Blitzers. 975hair.com. Go and hear what he has to say. Get your hair back today. 975hair.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment to go. Tomorrow we'll be heading to Las Vegas for Wilder Ortiz 2. Minus 620 on Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, Deontay Wilder is... I don't know how to put it. I don't think Deontay Wilder's a great boxer. Deontay Wilder is one of the best showmen, though. And if you're Deontay Wilder's the kind of guy I want to pay to watch.
Yeah.
Because he's not in there to do some boring ass, you know, pick you apart, try to point beach. He goes in there and throws bombs and tries to knock people out. And that's what, I mean, is it sort of... sort of a caveman philosophy, or is that something in me that just needs to see
I like caveman philosophy.
It's me too. I'm a caveman at heart, honestly. Yeah, I like it.
I think that there's times when I really enjoy it when a guy is just, hey, I'm here to knock the crap out of you. And you know, I mean, obviously there's fighters that are so technically skilled you can appreciate that, but sometimes
there is something to that.
I just like sometimes when it's like, hey, I'm going to knock your ass out, and. It obviously, the one thing I would wonder about is, I know Ortiz is getting up there in age, but he's still pretty dangerous. And is Wilder going to be looking ahead to the, you know, we assume the Fury rematch is coming again after this.
Yeah.
If he's looking ahead at all, I mean, Ortiz is still dangerous.
He is a dangerous dude. So, I don't know. I don't know if I think he's looking ahead necessarily, but I do think Deontay Wilder is one of those dudes who just fully believes he is going to go in and knock people out. And let's remember, at the time that they stopped that fight, which was the 10th round the first time, all three scorecards were 85-84. That was, and Wilder was, he was in trouble.
Yeah, especially the 7th round.
Yeah.
If you recall, he was staggering. So
I expect a more aggressive Deontay Wilder, because he came out really kind of patient in that first round and was feeling things out. I think he'll go after him. He's going to try to end it early, because he saw, as the fight went on, man, Luis Ortiz got more and more dangerous. And we haven't seen Wilder get tested a lot. So I like this was a good fight for a rematch. I like that they made a rematch of it.
Yeah, me too. And I can't wait. We're going to be there. All right. Do we have time for a little Hey Man Bleep That? Because I got one I want to get to.
Okay.
Do we, Aaron? Cool. Well, let's do Hey Man Bleep That. All right. We go to Indonesia.
I'm not going there.
Well, I'm not either. I'm going to tell you why. Because they're going to make you follow their laws. And this place called, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's A-C-E-H. There's a gentleman named Mukhlis bin Muhammad, and he was on the council.
Okay.
He helped draft legislation that if you commit adultery, you get flogged publicly. So guess who got caught in a car banging another dude's wife?
Oh, no. And the guy who brought up the law?
Yes, who helped devise the law, and he had to be caned publicly, as did the woman. And apparently in this city, it says, this is God's law. Anyone must be flogged if proven guilty, even if he is a member of the council. They were caught in a car parked near a tourist beach. The caning happened on Thursday, and he was expelled from the council, of course. But he's also an Islamic religious leader. Why is it?
Imagine that.
It's always,
a religious leader decided to do some shady business.
I don't understand why. You know, you're going to preach to everybody else to do one thing, and then you're off doing the same thing and doing the opposite. To that, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
Would you, I don't even have to ask you, because you don't fit in this category. Aaron, your wife on birth control pills? Or
no.
Are you guys trying actively?
No.
Okay. How do you guys prevent it? Are you just playing with fire?
No, we've taken other measures.
Okay. Apparently, there's a new thing going around where people are going to get a shot in their penis to prevent pregnancy. Like, it's a form of male birth control where you get an injection in the penis. I'm going to go and say that most men are going to hear about that and say, no, I don't think so. I mean, women complain about, oh, I've got to take a pill every day. Listen, honey, I'm not getting a shot in my penis.
I'd take the pill every day if I could.
That's a hard no.
Well, yeah. Well, to any kind of penis injections, yeah. I say, hey, man, that.
That just makes me think of that golden earring video from back in the day. Where he gets the, yeah, it's about the, if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. You don't have one, Aaron? Or did we run out of time?
We just ran out of time. Okay. I'll make mine quick. The program director at WIP in Philadelphia went on a tirade recently and started a petition that Denver should no longer be allowed to have professional sports teams because the altitude is an advantage that nobody else should have to play at.
I mean, every team has advantages.
Yeah,
he thinks it's not fair that everybody else has to play at Mile High. People in teams in Denver get to benefit from it.
They should have. Other people should have started a franchise in Denver. You want an advantage? You know who's dying for professional sports? Albuquerque, New Mexico. Move a team there. See how successful you are, even with your great home field advantage.
Oh, I bet he would take a job if he was offered one in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, Hoffman. Tune in tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches. Yeah.